We often feature a variety of sports here on RNIB Connect Radio that are, I suppose the word is kind of accessible really, and great for participating in if you're blind or partially sighted. Now, have you ever thought about taking to the water? Boating, bit of yachting maybe? Well, there are opportunities around the country to take part. You may want to do it for fun, or who knows, you may have the competitive spirit. Well, Visa GB are one such organisation, and they're looking for more people to get involved. I'll be chatting to them about sailing in general, and they're taking part in the annual Blind Sailing Week regatta as well. Colin Fowler is with us from Visa GB. Colin, thank you for joining us.
Quite all right, Alan.
So tell me first of all, Colin, a little bit about the organisation. Where did it come from and what kind of things do you do?
Okay, so the organisation was founded in 2011 by a group of blind and partially sighted people, because they weren't happy with the way that sailing for visually impaired people had been offered previously. So our organisation is paramount to the philosophy of empowering visually impaired people to sail as independently as possible and to actively get involved with every task on the boats. So we have trained skippers, mates, and midship people that understand the correct and proper facilitation to be able to allow blind and partially sighted people to take part in every aspect of sailing.
So you're not saying that when you come on this, you're a passenger, you're actually taking part in it, and you'll be giving all the support to do so?
Very much. I mean, the description of passenger, it's a very good analogy, but we're not looking for passengers. We're looking for people that want to take part in something, be empowered to hoist the mainsail, steer the boat, you know, bring the boat into a crowded mooring with hundreds of other yachts and not have any worry they're going to hit another yacht, because we've got our specially trained skippers and mates on standby to give them precise instruction on where to steer and at what speed to move forward at.
And you're not looking for people particularly with any kind of sailing experience. They can come to you perhaps having never stepped on a boat before and, you know, get shown all the basics and help to whatever level they want to get to?
They can. They need absolutely no sailing experience. They just need to be able to get on board the boat and be happy to live in the boat aboard with other visually impaired people.
What do people get from it, Colin, since you've been with Visa GB? What's the feedback like from people who join up and go on some of these excursions or weeks or regattas?
The feedback is really good. And the example is that in April 2014, we chartered 8 yachts on the Clyde and sailed around the sea locks and islands. And people had an amazing time. They were active members of the crew. They had really good facilitation from our trained skippers and mates and our volunteer midships people. And the feedback was that people just thought it was tremendous, and it was just so refreshing to be able to sail and be treated as a full member of crew.
So fair to say that the demand is there and you're looking to grow that demand?
The demand is there. Over the last few years, we haven't been as active as we would have liked to have been. And we're now hoping to grow that demand. We've got a new website up, which we can talk about. And we're organising, in addition to our participation in Blind Week this year, we've got some other sailing voyages, and we're coming back to the lovely Clyde next April. And again, we're hoping to have a flotilla of 10 yachts, which will give opportunities for up to 50 visually impaired people to come sailing with us.
Now, if we're to look at the event taking place in the summer, you're looking to sail along the south coast of England to join the Blind Sailing Week as well, and sail back after that. So what kind of things do you have planned for it?
Okay, so we are picking up a charter yacht from Southampton on the 25th of June, and that will sail down through Southampton water, where, you know, there will be lots of cruise ships. We will then sail out past the Rugged Needles on the Isle of Wight, down as far as Swanage, across the Jurassic Coast and the infamous Lyme Bay, before we get into the Devon Coast and head past Plymouth to Falmouth. And part of the experience that people will get from it is sailing southwest. So they'll feel the wind on their face. They'll have the opportunity to trim and maximize upon the performance of the yacht. And anybody who has never sailed before and is unsure what to do, they just have to ask. The skippers and the mates are fully trained. They're not going to sail the boat. They're there purely to captain and make sure the boat is safe at all times. So they will give the instruction on how best to do things. And as I said, you just need to ask.
It sounds as if there'd be a great social aspect to this as well, because you are living on board with other people. You know, you're taking part in sailing the yacht and everything that really goes on board, you know, helping possibly with meals, keeping it tidy and so on. So, you know, a great team building even and making new friends opportunity.
Absolutely. Second to the fact that, you know, people are going sailing, it's an amazing opportunity to socialise with other people, to develop some independent living skills, because, you know, when you get more than one blind person, visually impaired person together, you know, there are certain tasks that need to be done below deck so we can all eat and drink and remain happy. And just because one person does something in one manner doesn't mean that that's the only way to do it. So you begin to learn what works and what doesn't work. You know, we've had people on board a boat that have been asked to make up a round of sandwiches using cheese, and when they've come to grate the cheese, they thought, well, I'll just grate it onto a plate because that's what I do at home. But when it comes to a yacht that will pitch and toss from side to side, tack as we like to say, putting cheese on a plate is asking for a disaster, because the cheese will fly off the plate when the boat moves. So therefore, just putting something in a bowl, you know, it's all new stuff, but it doesn't immediately dawn upon people. And there's lots of other things about, you know, how do you peel potatoes? How do you get all the eyes out of potatoes? And there's so many other people to help teach you.
Pick up new skills, as you say, Colin.
Absolutely.
So you're taking part in the week and you're looking for people to get involved. Now, presumably they can contact you in different ways. And you did mention you've got a new website as well.
We have, yeah. The new website has been launched. And if I could give the URL, so the short URL would be www.visa-gb.org.uk.
And people can go on there, they'll find all sorts of information about the organisation, perhaps different contact details as well. But, you know, you're really looking to get people onto this trip primarily at the moment?
Yeah, we'd love to get people involved. All our contact details are on the website. There is a contact form that can be completed and sent back to us. And the website is accessible and usable, so anybody using a screen reader or magnification will have no trouble with the website at all.
If they have any issues with the web, can they give you a call?
They can. They can contact myself, and I'm happy to give my contact number. And that would be 07901 573 570.
Colin, best of luck with the week, and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
That's great. Thanks, Alan. Thanks for the opportunity, and I look forward to sailing with lots of your listeners.